This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver International Airport was the third busiest in the world last year. This is the second time in a row Airports Council International has ranked Denver that highly. According to its report, DIA served 69.3 million passengers in 2022. That's up nearly 18% from the year prior. The airport expects to continue its growth. Its budget projects traffic will hit 74 million passengers this year. Removing every lead pipe in Colorado could cost $12 billion. That's according to a new EPA report. CPR's Paolo Schultz does more.
The first-of-its-kind survey helps inform how much federal aid each state will receive. Colorado is getting $32 million this year specifically for lead pipe removal. About 1% of the state's water infrastructure has lead in it. Florida, by comparison, has lead in over 12% of its pipes, the most in the country. People who ingest lead can face serious health problems, such as memory loss and developmental issues. I'm Paolo Shasada, CPR News.
A tenant protection bill is advancing at the state legislature. CPR's Megan Verley reports it would restrict what landlords can include in rental contracts.
Under the bill, tenants would be guaranteed the right to participate in a class action lawsuit against their landlord, if they so wished, and to seek a jury trial to settle disputes. They would also be guaranteed the right to peaceful enjoyment, which means their landlord couldn't enter the property without warning. Democrats are pushing several bills this year to give tenants more power. Business groups generally oppose them, arguing the changes will drive some landlords out of the market. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.